We're looking at officially 5:52. Time to get up, get busy, go be productive for today. Merriam-Webster Dictionary made their announcement. They're adding about 150 words to the newest edition of the Collegiate Dictionary. Yes, this is the official guide that our aspiring leaders are using when they go to college. Here are a handful of the new words. Are you ready for this?
Well, you as an English major, you know this. The English language is a living language.
And I don't have a real problem with that. I as we develop new definitions for terms.
Well, just think of new technology alone. We come up with new inventions, new gadgets that we use, and they all have names that we hadn't used before.
Well, example. This is some of the reason why Merriam-Webster has made the additions. Hashtag is now in there.
Sure.
The thing that's really disappointing about hashtag is it's the pound symbol, okay? And those of us of a generation fading away into obscurity, when we say hashtag this or something of that, it to us, it's the pound sign. If you look on your phone, it's the little tic-tac-toe square-looking box. That's what's called a hashtag. And you say to a younger generation, oh, the pound sign? They look at you like, what?
Yeah, I never once thought of it as a hashtag until we started using
tweet
hashtags.
Yeah, Twitter.
But it's that sort of thing. Let me take a selfie. Well, we never had a selfie before, so now it's got to be in the dictionary.
It's almost as if we rehearsed this, because selfie is also another word that came into existence. In November, the Oxford English Dictionary named selfie word of the year. Webster's went with science. Gee, I wonder which one's more pertinent. Hotspot is also in there, as in a Wi-Fi hotspot. Big data, which they define as, quote, an accumulation of data that is too large and complex for processing by traditional database management tools. Auto-tune is officially in there now. Crowdfunding, which, you know what, I'm going to go along with that one. That's a very interesting trend. Crowdfunding through websites like Kickstarter, etc. Dubstep. Now, this is where I have an issue with adding words to the dictionary. Is dubstep, it's the electronic music, you got to have a computer to create it. It almost sounds like a bunch of power tools going off and beat. Is this going to be a lasting phenomenon? Is dubstep going to be around? Remember when rap came out, there was a lot of us metalheads are like, oh, man, rap won't last. Rap sucks.
Look how good you were predicting that.
Precisely. You know, we were thinking it would go the way of disco. Disco died a wonderfully painful, sorrowful death. And those of us that were metalheads were very glad to see it.
In some of my old neighborhoods in Brooklyn, disco has never died.
Well, I understand that. I understand that. And by the way, you look lovely in the white leisure suit with the black shirt today.
When I wear the fedora, all the ladies go crazy.
You know, not just the ladies, my friend. So is dubstep, should it be put into the dictionary as a permanent addition to our vernacular? Should we wait a while?
Well, I mean, look, read Shakespeare, and you'll find out that just like we add words, there are words that die and that we lose the meaning of,
okay,
and that they're just not part of our common language anymore.
That's a good point. E-waste is in there. It's anything tech-related that you throw away. Social networking, absolutely. Tweep, which, by the way, do you know what a tweep is?
A tweep?
Tweep.
No, I don't know what that is.
Any person that uses Twitter. So Tom is a tweep. Catfish, you know, someone that pretends to be someone they're not online. Spoiler alert is on there. That's interesting. All right, so there are actually a few words that don't deal directly with technology and the internet. Baby bump has been added. Fracking has been added. That's big in the news. Freegan. Oh, Lord. You know, you've got a vegetarian, then you got a vegan, and
what's
now
a freegan?
You have.
I don't know what a freegan is.
Freegan idiot. It's, quote, an activist who scavenges for free food, as in waste receptacles at stores and restaurants, as a means of reducing consumption resources. In other words,
a dumpster diver?
A dumpster diver
really?
Is a freegan.
Really?
But it's someone who does it by choice, not because of necessity. So a hobo.
By choice, they're waiting for the leftovers at the buffet to be put out of the garbage at the close of restaurant. That's terrible.
It's disturbing. It's been several years, but I saw on one of the morning news programs, a chef produced a breakfast meal for the hosts entirely of things that they had produced in the freegan lifestyle. of stuff. And the hosts were like, oh, this is delicious. But you could see that look of trepidation on their face, like, oh, this
So they knew what it was. They knew where it came from.
Absolutely.
If I knew where it came from, there's no way I would eat a single bite of it.
Steampunk is in there. Science fiction dealing with 19th century societies dominated by historical or imagined steam-powered technology. It's very big, by the way. Turducken. And you ready for this? Youper has made the Merriam Dictionary, a native of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Congratulations. Way to go there, buddy.
Eh?
There's a store. There's a store out there at the Cedar Creek Mall. I think it's called Up North. Up North Stuff. It just cracks me up every time I see it. Of course, you know, I'm still getting used to the dialect. I have, however, learned the correct pronunciation of the town of Merrill. Merrill. Is that right? Merrill? I believe that's the correct pronunciation.
Like when someone's from Missouri.
Missouri.
We only say that, but it's Missouri.
Yeah, right. Precisely. And I've been corrected, and it's taken me a while. Merle, there it is. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Oh, there is so many more things we're going to discuss today. Don't go anywhere.
Be the first to know when school's closed. Text SCHOOL to 39327 and get school closing alerts from the WSAU newsroom. From AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.